feeding of the 5,000. It's a story that is in all four of the Gospels. There aren't many stories that are in all of the Gospels. And in fact, there's six feeding stories in the four Gospels. So some of them get repeated. It's just, this is a really important story. So, Jesus is out, and they're on the other side of the Sea of Galilee, which is kind of a wilderness area, and the Passover is coming. So we're getting all of this imagery about Exodus and about freedom, and out in the wilderness, and the people are out in the wilderness, and they need something to eat, and Jesus is saying, "Where are you going to get something to eat?" Poor Philip, he's like, "I have no idea how we're going to feed all these people." And Jesus says, "Well, have him sit down." He knew what he was going to do. And he takes five barley loaves. Barley loaves are like, that's peasant food. It's not even wheat bread. And some fish, which apparently are like sardines. It's not even like big fish, like a salmon or something. It's like little tiny sardines. Five loaves, two fish, and the first thing he does is he gives thanks. He gives Eucharist. That's the word, the Greek word. The same word we use for the great Thanksgiving, the Eucharist, the meal that we take together every Sunday. He gives thanks, and then he gives it out, and everybody has enough to eat. And then he says, "Go gather up the leftovers." And they gather 12 baskets full of leftovers. Now, remember, you astute Bible readers will know that when Moses feeds the people in the wilderness, what happens to the leftovers? It becomes maggots, right? Yeah. Except on the day before the Sabbath. Then you can collect for 2 days. But generally speaking, you don't get leftover manna. Doesn't happen, right? So something else is happening here. 12 baskets full of bread. 12 tribes of Israel. So there's enough for everybody. It's this stunning thing that happens. And Jesus is giving them a sign. And the sign is this: I am the bread of life. I am the one you hunger for. I am reflecting, living, giving you the very image of God. That's what you're hungry for. Take this bread and eat it. But people being people, the 5,000 get so excited that they want to take Jesus and make him a king. At least Jesus sees it that way. He says, having seen that he would, they wanted to take him and make him king, he went away from them. He didn't want them to make him king. Which is just, isn't it just like us though, right? We want things from God. And then we often confuse the thing that we want and the thing that we might even get for God. And we want to take Jesus and make him our king. Because why? Because he is the Son of God? No, because he gave us bread. Because he filled us, our stomachs. And this is a dynamic that happens throughout all of the Christian life. So, there's a guy named, I gotta get his name right. His name is Skye Jaffany. He's an evangelical, wonderful evangelical pastor. And he does this wonderful analysis of the way we often get things confused. So, for example, he'll say, you know the prosperity gospel, which we know, you follow Jesus, you follow the principles of God, and what will happen? You will become wealthy. Because that's what God wants for you. Right? One example. The other, there's it's like the purity gospel, right? Where the men are told to be chaste and women are told to be humble and wait for marriage. And then in marriage, you're going to have a wonderful marriage and a very satisfying sex life. This is the payoff for following Jesus. Or there's another group that talks about how you follow these principles, Christian principles, and you will come out with children who are obedient and faithful. Do you guys get the pattern here? No? The pattern is, use the principles of Jesus, of God, and you will get the result you want. So, Jesus as a means to an end, not as the end in himself. That's the issue. And it's and we see it also in the world right now, right? We want to have Christian principles, and we want to make it a Christian nation. And why? So that we will have power, and we will have a really good nation for us. We will have a blessing. And what this guy says, is, we are always talking about the, receiving the blessings of God, not life with God. And that's the really important difference that he points out. Now, we Lutherans, we do the same thing, right? We talk about justification by grace through faith, but what we tell people, what do we tell people? We get it wrong, I think. We say, you just got to believe. You don't have to do anything. You just got to believe. Well, what does just got to believe mean? It means do something. Yeah, right. What it means, do something. Like, whip up some believing in your heart. Right? Why? Well, so that you won't be left out. What we need to be saying instead, well, I'll tell you what we need to be saying is this. So this past Tuesday, we had our service at the food bank, and after the service, beautiful prayer service, a lot of things going on. This one guy comes, stands up, and he's an evangelical preacher, and I love him. He's just a really sweet man. But he has to tell the story of you've got to choose Jesus or you will be condemned to hell. You have to receive Jesus into your life, or unfortunately, God doesn't like it, God doesn't want it, but you will be condemned to hell if you don't receive Jesus as your personal Savior. And I was like, oh dear man. I love this man, and his passion, and I told people before that if I believed that that was true, I would preach it every time I could, and I would try to scare people into receiving Jesus. I would. So I appreciate his integrity, because that's how he believes. But I was worried about all the other people in the congregation there, and didn't want to publicly confront this, so I just went back, and as people were going back to their car, I started talking to them. And there's a woman who was just so clear, and made it clear for me too. And I was like, oh, you know, I don't know, what do you think about all that? And she said, I've heard preachers like that before, and I understand. He's just a little confused. And I said, how do you think he was confused? And she said, I think instead of saying that Jesus condemns people who don't believe, he should be condemns people to hell for those who don't believe, he should be saying to people who don't believe, Jesus has saved you from hell already. And that's such good news, because every time you're going through hell in your life, you know that Jesus is there with you. I was like, there's a theologian of the church. Just changing it just a little bit, right? It's like we get it, and we, as long as Jesus is a means to an end, so Jesus is the means by which you will not have to be condemned. Right? That's what Sky calls, that's this sort of secret idolatry. But it's only when we look at this as Jesus as the end. So we don't look at this story about Jesus feeding the 5,000 and say, oh, what he really means is that we should get out there and start feeding the 5,000. Start feeding people who are hungry. Not that we shouldn't do that. That's not what he's saying. What it's saying is, I am the bread of life. I am the one who offers himself for the world. the world is in such great need, and I am giving myself to it. Receive. And he doesn't interview the 5,000 people. He doesn't go through every one of the 5,000 and say, all right, what about you? How's your belief? Yeah? Pretty good today? All right, you get credit. How about you? No? Oh, I'm sorry. No, you have to do that enough. He's just pouring himself out. Just as God is constantly pouring God's self out for us, to us. Calling us. Saying, you are. I am with you. You are mine. Take, eat, receive. Relax into the love of God. Relax into it. And what I find is, if I'm relaxing into God's love, I mean, anything is possible. I can do just about anything that I'm called to do. As opposed to, I gotta take my pulse and think, oh, is this going to be good for me? Is this going to help me in some way? No, it's not. But it's not like that. We do indeed receive blessings from God. And God is the blessing. God is the ending to which we are all yearning. We are all hungering for God in these days. We might be confused with, we are hungering to get it right and to be on the right side. But no. God is at work delivering us from the hell of having to be right. God is delivering us from the hell of animosity. God is delivering us from the hell of preconceived ideas that we continue to hold. God is at work in the world. And we are simply being told. And our task is to simply tell you. You are free. Christ has been raised from the dead and raises us all up. Live that way. Hear that word. And then go out and do what you will. Do what you will. Because the fullness of God will be dwelling in you. Be filled with this godliness. And then go live and love and bring peace to the world.